Hey, Eris here, and last time on Beyond First Level. A lot happened. We got issued to the healer, Arlie, finally. But like all good things, there was a catch. To fix Ishii's arm, I had to break Ishii's arm. So I did. Ew. Naughty helped to make Ishii's pain tolerable. That made me feel better. While that happened, Riku took Lindsay back to her room, then realized they had to be back at the ceremony, so they came back. While Ishii was resting, we went to the ceremony, but after a short time, Ishii was strong enough to join. During the ceremony, one man was talking that threw Nadia for a loop. I don't know what that was about. Oh, sweet! The games are about to start! Hell yeah!
Look at that high-waisted man!
That nailed it, actually.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
But we're here on episode 22.
Oh, sweet, yeah. Woo.
With an intro full of John Mulaney.
Shout out to John Mulaney.
I thought you just went, oh, I'm high. I was like, what?
What?
Nope.
Nope.
No, it's high. How are you?
For this guy.
That was Eris.
Yeah.
Eris hasn't smoked since Port Bancaster.
That was only like 4 days now.
Yeah, and we're all better for it.
Sure.
I've grown.
Any updates from anybody?
Shout out to the Adventure Candle Company for the follow on Instagram.
Yeah, because you had one of their candles.
Yeah. I met them at the Cincinnati Comic Book Expo, and they make some really sweet nerdy candles. So if you ever want nerdy candles, check them out.
I want a nerdy candle.
They're nerdy, they're cool.
And they're handmade, and they're soy, okay. And they have a wood wick. And they smell really good.
Me and Kelly can't do wood wick candles.
Why?
Really?
Because Emma had that one here that one time, and like it kept like crackling behind Kelly, and we just saw him like side shifting, like, what the fuck is behind me? And like just kept like freaking him out. And it does the same thing for me. Like, I'm sitting there and I keep hearing something, and I go looking
for
like what is going on. And then Emma's like, it's a candle, you idiot. I'm like, oh.
I put it on my desk in front of me while I do homework. That's real nice.
I'm not in school anymore. School's for losers.
It is. That's why I'm there.
Yep.
Do like that. Become an artist, because that's stable.
I think that's a jab at me, too. I have an art degree. You see what I'm doing with my life?
I don't have a degree, but I like to think of myself as an artist.
Sure. Hmm. You're trying.
I'm trying.
I don't have any updates, other than the fact that I think I have finally realized I get too distracted when we're doing this, like making sure everything's recording, making sure I have everything prepared, making sure I know where you guys are going, making sure there's this person, that person. Now that I don't use the lights ever to change colors, but, you know, all this other stuff. And then I realize I'm just like, I really should have had like Ishii roll, like Constitution or, you know, different things while Cesar was beating while Eris was beating the crap out of his arm and all this other stuff. So, a lot of the times I just kind of forget the whole point of this is fun. To roll and to see if things happen, not just let them happen.
DMing is hard.
Yeah. Well, especially recording and doing all this other stuff. So
I did get a haircut. That's my haircut. Update.
I just looked and I was like, finally. Oh. Mm.
He's been waiting 20 minutes for someone to mention his haircut.
Feels good. It's not
all
touching
I was
going to
ask
anymore.
Is that if there's ever a moment where you guys think, like, I should roll for this, you can be like, hey.
I should probably roll.
Do you think
this.
I should roll for this? And I'll be like, oh.
Let me roll.
Yes.
Yeah.
Help us get some actual numbers on that board.
Yeah.
I also don't want to roll because I could have killed Ishii.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, he had low health. It was just one good back of the head.
Just in the face.
Jesus.
Yeah, but if they kill me, you would have to take me all the way to my negative health point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a healer there that could have just been like...
All right.
Oh. Kill him.
Oopsie.
He's back. Whoops.
So, with that in mind, we will get the games underway.
Woo!
I think. We can go beyond first level. We can...
Plus ultra.
So if you are ready, let's play.
The crowd's ready.
The crowd is fucking ready.
I mean, we're standing in the middle of a stadium.
Yes, so. And they have just announced that the opening festivities are now to begin, and everybody's like, let's get hammered! Woo!
Woo!
I don't know if
I hold up my hammer.
So what do you guys want to do?
Bloody hammer.
So are, like, the other participants, like, getting up and starting to, like, leave now? Or, like...
Other participants are starting to head towards some of the stands that are around. So remember, you guys are in the stadium, but they have stalls all around the outside perimeter. Not outside of the stadium, but, like, the outside walls of the...
Floor.
It's like a baseball game.
Yeah.
I want a Dodger dog.
And now around the floor of the stadium, there are armorers, fletchers, clothing stores, magic shops, like all these different places that have their stalls. And as you're looking at all of them, you can tell that they all have small signs under their name signs. And it says, like, from Humwick, from Nornwich, from Pyros, like different cities around the kingdom have come to here to sell their wares. So, you can probably get, like, the obvious stuff that are in, like, the player's handbook and stuff at, you know, any city.
Yeah.
But some cities have, like, specialty goods, and this is a place where, like, they have come and brought their specialties to here in case anybody wants or needs or, you know, to show off their supplies.
Sweet.
Can I look and see where Roth is going?
Sure. Go ahead and roll perception. You notice him start to head off of the stage with the other five or four leaders of the league.
They're the board members, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But you don't see where they're heading as they kind of, they're on the stage and then they like head down some stairs.
Into the crowd.
Now it's just, they're at crowd level and you kind of lose them as you just kind of try to like peek up without like drawing a lot of attention around you and just to keep an eye on, you instantly just kind of...
Do they go off the left or the right of the stage?
The left.
Okay.
Guys, I think if we're going to represent Lindsay, maybe we should look like a cohesive unit. Squad up, you know? Wear the same outfit, clean up our armors a bit.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah. Also, I wanted one of those, like, almost like a poncho, but not a poncho, but it goes over armors. It's usually, like, a thing that heavy people with armor would wear. And I want a scarf that goes over my face because it's kind of dusty in here. And then I want a little scarf hat.
Okay, okay.
He's got a shopping list.
Let's go shopping.
Maybe, like...
matching shirts.
No, not, like, uniforms, but maybe, like,
hats.
A group color or something?
I wouldn't be...
A banner would be badass.
I would be opposed to a banner, but
maybe. I would be opposed. Is that what you said?
I would be opposed to a banner. I don't want to just.
So we could put like a owlbear on it.
Or we all just get sweet
not
matching armbands.
Banner, but maybe a color and a symbol?
I'd be okay with the color and the symbol.
Not like Nazis. Not like a Nazi.
Not like a Nazi armband.
Oh. Just like a. You know,
what's a Nazi?
Well,
in the
1940s. Oh, and at that time, you start to say stuff that you don't know what you're talking about. You start spruiting off about, you know, Switzerland and all this other stuff, and they're looking at you
crimes
like you've had a fever dream or something.
I've had a long day.
You remember, you are from a different plane of existence. We don't know a lot about that plane.
And you hear Lindsay just.
Guys, hello. Do we see her?
Go ahead and all of you roll perception as a voice kind of peeks through and you recognize it.
Some sloppy rolls.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself. 13.
13.
8.
7.
Yeah, I was
13 club.
I wasn't happy about a 13.
Under 10 club.
It's not.
The high five was also an under 10. It took her like a second to.
Yeah.
Oh, me. Yes.
Oh, high fives.
I don't high five about sevens.
Yeah, I don't high five about 13s. Yeah.
7.
So.
13.
It takes a minute or two as now she's gotten pretty close to you. It's just kind of like trying to grab your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Eris, Riku, you pick out this drow elf that is calling you, and mainly you kind of eventually pick it out because you see a giant, not giant, but small little furry animal that is like with her peeking out of
since we both rolled a 13, me and him at the same time synced up, say, oh, there she is, and then we just look at each other like, oh, that's pretty cool, and that's it.
Does he speak for you?
During the opening ceremonies, were there any other groups that had pets or mascots of any sorts that I noticed?
Yes. You saw an occasional bear, panther, bigger of beasts, probably not a baby.
Not baby.
Yeah.
But definitely, and as you looked at those adventurers, it looked like the ones that those animals were sitting next to were probably rangers.
Yeah.
That had like animal companions, things
or
like
druids.
That.
Druids.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if they were like, oh
or
gosh.
Or rogue.
Well, no. What's,
Because rangers usually don't
familiars.
Have pets.
Look like familiars
yeah.
as well.
They mainly looked like actual beasts.
Okay.
So not like the spiritual kind or anything like that. more hanging around people of, like the ranger aspect, maybe a druid or two, but it looked
more
so woodland. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Just a curiosity.
So I guess clothing shopping. Oh wait, Lindsay.
Guys.
Yeah.
Sure. We're
over
here.
She's over there.
Hi. Oh, and she's kind of like, excuse me, and you see like a couple of people like aren't really paying attention to her, and eventually they kind of move. A lot of people that are down on the floor now are the adventurers. You see a couple of spectators have made their way down to the arena floor as well, because these shops are open to anybody, and the festivities are open for spectators, participants, and anybody who would like.
Okay.
But a lot of people are just heading off towards stalls and kind of forming some lines to get into some of these
shops.
Yeah, to look at
their
wares and things like that. Yeah. It takes her a minute or two to kind of get by, and she like, instead of like, excuse me, like, and going through people, she kind of like, you see her like taking long ways to get like around people and just like avoid them being mean to her. Yeah, so she just kind of avoids them.
I mean, it's drow elf with an owl baby or an owl bear baby, so it's like, it's
yeah.
two strikes.
Not an owl baby, that's a different species.
An owl bear baby.
Well, that was surely interesting.
They got me pumped.
Right. Well, I had correspondence with my last team about the games and which ones they wanted to participate in, but I don't think we ever actually got to figure out which ones you were all going to be participating in. I think I said participating enough.
Well, that was the first we all even heard of the events. What did you all want to do?
I definitely want to take part in the team, the 1v1, I think that'd be cool. I'm not big sure about the beast one, because I really don't feel like I want to kill something for cash. I wouldn't feel right about that.
Well, and we have that little girl. How was she?
She was fine. She seemed to find you guys in the crowd, actually, is how I was able to find you and find where you guys were sitting. She's a perceptive little thing.
I want to crouch down, like, in front of her and, like, scratch the owlbear. Like,
she has that cat thing where she, like, stretches her neck out. Like, oh, yeah, get right here. Right here. Yeah.
Don't reach for the belly. Don't scratch your belly.
Would you like me to take her back?
Well, I know that, I don't know if you have had the luxury of knowing the stalls and shops that are here. I have a little spare gold that I hadn't spent on my team beforehand. I might be able to help you guys prepare for the games.
We were actually discussing that.
Just a little bit. I don't have a lot anymore, but
that'd be very generous of you.
If you need any help, yeah.
We were hoping to some way represent you.
What he said.
Oh, you don't have to do anything like that. It's okay.
Just like a team name, color.
What's your
to unify
color?
Us.
Well, I particularly like light blue.
We will wear light blue.
I like that idea.
I also like light blue.
You okay. like it?
If you guys are sure, you don't have to by any means. It'll be okay. I mean, if you wanted to distance yourself from me, I mean, I understand.
No.
If anything, I want to distance myself from the color red.
What's wrong with red?
I point to his arm. To Ishii's arm.
Starts to look and then, like, quickly does not look. And she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So light blue would be lovely.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find some clothing establishment or you know, merchants for things like that. Where would you guys want to start? I mean, we have all night to do that and anything else. Is that where you guys think would be, excuse me, best?
I mean, I'm not particularly in no need for any items unless you guys want to do something. Really, it's just clothing and then maybe going out and partying.
Well, I'd like to get a shirt for this and then go to bed.
What are you wearing right now? Like, is your stuff drenched in blood?
Nah, it's just my breastplate.
Breastplate, okay.
And then my pants.
Yeah, because he took everything. He took everything off.
Yeah.
Good.
Beforehand, and I assumed that Arlie helped kind of wash it. Like, one of the parts of, like, the healing spells would also just kind of, like, get rid of dried blood.
Precipitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also need some, like, oil or waxes, because I think I'm going to polish up my armor a bit.
Well...
Show some class.
If we figure out the events that we're doing, we might be able to find items here that could help us in those challenges.
Yes, I would like some equipment also.
Riku, what games were you interested in?
All of the fighting arenas, honestly, and maybe the mage dueling, as they called them. The spell versus spell. If there's anything else that you guys would want, I guess I can participate to help, but those are the ones that caught my interest.
Mm. I'm just letting you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Right. That's okay, so Lindsay doesn't have to interview or anything. More items for me to use the spells. Is there an apothecary? I could use some moonseed stuff.
I would think they'd have to have an apothecary around somewhere.
What is that?
Or just a magic shop?
I forgot the name. It's like a moonseed stuff that lets me cast a spell. It's
like a medicine shop.
Oh, that's where you're at. Okay, I thought you meant the moonseed itself.
No, he's asking you what an apothecary is.
It's basically like a greenhouse that has a bunch of plants and stuff, but mostly for like medicines and stuff.
Makes sense. Sure. I need more or less an arcana shop.
I'd be interested in an arcana shop as well. Which games were you interested in?
Ooh. I want to joust and fight in the arenas and arm wrestle and long throw and race people.
This sounds like just the place for you.
Damn right it is.
Basically, the other thing that I probably won't participate would be in the archery, long distance throwing stuff, and probably joust. Everything else I'd be gung-ho for.
I just can only use one spell. Pretty much. So.
But now you can use two arms.
You're right.
Yeah. And I high five Ishii.
I high five him as well.
With which arm?
Right.
Yeah.
But he's going to go left out of the instinct of the past 4 years, and then I switch.
Or just both.
Oh, double high five. All right. We double high five.
High ten.
Well, it looks like a lot of people, the participants are lining up for shops, so we should probably find where some them now before they might sell out, I guess.
What shops would you recommend?
Well, I had lists of things before, and there were a couple, but we can look around for my lists or see what might interest you and what they might have. Go ahead and all of you roll perception.
Oof, I'm not perceptive today.
15.
10.
9.
17.
Okay. So, Riku and Ishii, what are you looking for?
I just need the clothes shop.
The clothes shop and the Arcana shop.
Okay. So, kind of... peering out over some people. The signs are above people, so they kind of poke out between all of the madness that's going on.
Yeah.
Eventually, you find a shop that is called Tan My Hide Leather Emporium.
Nice. Awesome.
And you, gathering from the name, the little bit of pun that there is, the sign work being, you know, gather that's probably a decent enough place to
picture of a shirt on it.
To shirts for clothes, yeah. They've got like scarves and stuff that are hanging like on the outside of their signs. They've got a lot of things like that that are around that you can peek through. To which point you say, you know, you point that one out, knowing that Eris kind of wanted some clothing items. That's what you wanted, and you wouldn't mind going ahead over to that one. So I'm guessing that's where you would like to go first, unless you want to keep looking around or like save that info for later.
We can head that way.
Well, do we don't know that yet.
I'm true.
Do I need to buy a lance for the jousting?
Are you asking DM or are you asking like Lindsay?
Both.
Well, technically,
whichever one
both.
Of you has the answer.
Well, you kind of look over to Lindsay and ask her. And, well, I believe that the jousting actually is all supplied for you. I know that even in cases of any of the fighting arenas or anything like that, standard sets of armor and weapons can always be provided for those who have paid their way to participate but didn't have the means of being prepared for it. Although I know that most successful people come with their own things, but I believe the jousting is actually set up to where people all have a pretty standardized set of armors and weapons, so skill is more of what is important.
Perfect. Then I just need a shirt. Or a scarf thingy.
Well, I see that we've all kind of looked at and saw the Tan My Hide, so we can head off
Lindsay!
Oh, Eris.
I'm just begging.
We can head that way.
Okay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Sure. There isn't a really long line for clothing right now.
Most people want weapons.
Yeah, you see a lot of people are lined up at blacksmiths, at magic shops, and things like that. Right now, so the clothing shops have like one or two people that are kind of like eyeing some things and like looking around, but not too many. When you make it up there, there is a small little gnome. He looks relatively old, kind of long, wavy. It's like kind of auburn hair, but you can see that there's definitely like grays mixed in. He's got like a soft golden-ish skin, like tanned a lot more. But he's just kind of sitting there, and it looks like how he is sitting. His head is resting on his stomach. Like, he's just so kind of, like, plump around. Like, it's just kind of, like...
adorable.
Cute.
Resting in there. And he's just sitting in, like, a rocking chair, just kind of...
so
as
cute.
People are there, he's just kind of like, just tell me what I can help you with.
Where's your light blue section?
Well, what do you need in light blue?
I need, like, a poncho thing, but it's not like a poncho, but it goes over my armor. It's genuinely, like, kind of like a poncho.
Like a cape?
It's not a cape.
Cloak?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Shirt.
I know what he's talking about, too, but I don't know the name of it, actually.
And then, like, a scarf and some kind of hood.
I just need a sweet headband.
Yeah. Do we all need armbands?
Yeah.
Nah? All right.
Before we started playing out of character, I looked up the name for what that's called, mm-hmm. and it took me, like, 3 weeks to find out what that's called.
I know exactly what it's talking about.
Yeah. Like,
knights have, it's just a hole for your head, and it's just, like, a strip in the front and a strip in the back.
Yeah. It's basically, like, putting tablecloth over you with the hole for the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what they're called.
I don't either.
I'm pretty sure we described it well enough, though.
So if you know what that's called and you're listening, tell us.
Please help us. We don't know what we're doing.
I know exactly what those are. Can't remember what they're called, but
yes.
Have them. Have them. Let me see if I do have some in light blue. And he goes searching through this pile of clothing behind him and going through these crates little by little. And
a tunic? No?
I don't think so.
Oh, well.
It goes over your tunic.
Pulls out a light blue one. Almost like a baby blue-esque. It's kind of like almost the color of that mic stand that we have.
Yeah. Okay.
Or is this satisfactory for blue?
Yeah, that works.
Sure.
That's the thing that I described, right? Yes. Okay.
Tabard.
A bard?
Tabard? Tabard?
Tabard.
Tabard? I thought you said it's a bard. Like, I think it's a...
Tabard.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I still don't know what they're called because my memory doesn't matter what happens with the outside world. Here is this thing in light blue.
I put it over me. How much?
The fit good, you like?
Ooh, silky. What's it made of? Is it cotton?
It's silk? Made out of a special spider's web.
Oh. Ooh. Mm. Fancy.
Sounds expensive. Mm.
Does sound pretty expensive. How much?
That is kind of one of my more expensive items. It's 1 silver.
Oh.
Sure.
I mean, that is a lot.
I know, Jesse.
Do you have change for 1 gold? And I plop 1 gold down.
Yes, of course I do. Starts.
And I leave 9 2 silver. Oh, I guess I take 8. And leave 1 back.
Sorry, I just forgot your other silver.
That's for you.
Oh.
My man.
Oh. Is there anything else, the clothing-wise, that I can help you guys with?
Oh, sorry. My scarf that covers my face for the dust, and then a hood.
You say that like you said that to me before. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought I said that. But anyway, I'm looking for a scarf that will cover my face, because of all the dust and stuff, and also like a hood to cover me from the sun.
Also in light blue, because I don't think I have it in light blue.
Do you have it in white?
Going through, digging through some things. I have them in tan.
Oof.
Mm.
They probably were white, and they're probably dirty.
Oh.
All this dust is just not really great for a lot of my clothing.
Mm.
Yeah, we're going to have to pass on that then.
Okay.
But thank you, though.
Sure.
You guys are up.
Ishi, what did you need?
Oh, do you have any headbands? Or just, like, a thin strip of it? I can just tie it to my head.
I have clothing. Yeah, I have sheets of cloth still. Perfect.
Cloth wraps.
Yeah.
All right, Rambo.
What color did you want?
One for that Hercules look. The light blue.
Oh, okay. Pick through and... you might need to cut it a little bit. It might be a little too big, but... it's only 1 copper piece for just a sheet of...
Hell yeah. I hand him 1 copper piece.
Thank you.
And I... tie it to my head.
Is there a mirror? I check myself out in the mirror if there's a mirror.
There's no mirror.
Then I just strut.
Like I said, it might be like a little wider than you want as it kind of goes up.
Can I fold it?
To your fort? Yeah.
I fold it.
Folding it would also do it.
Nice. Yeah.
Sick.
Look at us. Now you guys' turn.
Does it also need anything?
I think we're both also looking for items in that color. What else do you make in that fabric? Quite lovely.
Oh, well, a lot of people don't like the light blue. Most people are always looking for darker colors and things of that nature. But I have some of the, undone fabrics. of it still, as your friend has wanted for his sweatband. Well, I have some more bands of it. I have. What exactly would you be wanting it with?
Did you have anything in mind, Riku?
Maybe just a long sleeved glove like this, and I hold out my left hand to show. Mine is now black that I'm wearing.
Give me a second. I don't know if I have gloves of that nature, but if you would humor me for 1 minute, he kind of goes back. You see him grab some more of, like, the fabric that he had just, like, given Ishii.
Does he waddle when he walks?
Oh, very much so. Like, it's almost like a penguin. Like, it's just like a... Yeah, he is very rotund and around. You see him grab some, like, needles. It takes, like, 2 or 3 minutes as you guys are just kind of standing there, like, watching over him, but kind of looking around at other shops and other participants that are walking by. And eventually he comes with a black glove, kind of like yours, except he has taken, like, the top of it and sewed this blue patch onto it. If you think about the, it's just on the top of the glove, and it goes down to like on top of the hand, but it's just the blue, like, just here.
Wait, is it an actual glove? Like, yeah. My fingers? Okay, then sure.
But it just has like it's basically your glove, but he has sewn on like.
It's just a blue strip.
Yeah.
On the top, sure.
You're like the Avatar.
Who?
And how much would this be?
Well, with the material, and I would just do it at 5 copper, not just a glove.
I give him 5 copper.
Sure.
Anything that you would like, Nadia?
You all have blue, except for you two young ladies. What can I get for you?
And blue, da 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 da.
Can I get just a small square of the fabric, and then also, well, can I get 2 squares of the fabric? One about, and I put up my hand this big, like a bandana size.
Sure.
And one about this big, and I put up like a shawl size.
Sure. goes back and starts kind of cutting and getting them ready, and I think these sizes will be what you need. That would be a 4 copper for these.
I take out my sizes. 4 copper and I give it to him.
I'm in a corner just flexing. Just, man, I look good in blue.
Thank you.
Boom.
I want to go
from like kind of far away. What a fucking loser.
I take the small square and I like fold it in half like a triangle, like a bandana, and I want to go to the owlbear and like a little scratch it and try to tie it on the owlbear, like, you know, like you give dogs sick bandanas.
Go ahead and make an animal handling.
ooh.
Oh, just like around its neck, like, okay.
You know, like when you take the dog to the vet?
Yeah, gotcha.
And they come back from the groomers and look adorable. All cute. Yes!
Nice.
19.
It puts up a little fuss as it's like, I'm not used to something being on me. And you tie it relatively tight onto it to where it's secure and not going anywhere. And you see it like an occasional kind of like peck at it, but like it can't really get it. So it just kind of was just like, I might as well deal with this for now. But you can see how long it stays on.
And then Lindsay still has the other, right?
Yeah, she's still holding on.
Lindsay, what would you like?
Oh, well, if we are trying to look for solidarity and you guys don't mind that, you know, you are linked with me, if I could get maybe a small amount of it to tie my hair up, I would be okay with that. And
I assume he can hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Basically, like, super small, a little bit. Just, it's more or less like a ponytail
ribbon.
Holder. Yeah, ribbon that he kind of gives her. And he just kind of winks at her and he's like, no charge for something this small. You guys have already bought enough of the fabric. I can just include that. Oh, thanks.
My man.
Thank you, sir.
Sure, not a problem. You're always welcome at Zenbar's.
Is there leather goods there too? Like leather armors? Or is it like...
It's a lot of more meaning, like just clothing.
Yeah. Than armor. Bits
than armor, yeah. He doesn't have the capacity of like actually making it into armor, but his is more of like fashion than usefulness.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, Lily. How can I help you?
You do leather working, correct?
A little bit here and there. Normally my sons do more of the leather working. I'm just kind of the pretty one.
I'm looking for a bit of an unusual item. And I wave toward the owlbear. I was thinking about trying to find a harness, a sort of a leather harness for this owlbear.
Huh. Still haven't named it yet.
Be something that you could make if I were to pre-purchase it?
Those you might want to talk to my kids, but they stayed in homework while I came out here with some of our lighter of goods.
I understand.
But I also know that they've never really worked a lot with animals. We're more of a people kind of shop. I'm sure you could always go to somebody who specializes in animals for it, but...
Thank you.
I don't want to promise you anything that I don't know if they can do.
I understand. And I think we all have got what we all needed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck on the games.
Thanks.
Thank you, dude. We'll give you a little shout out if we win.
Oh, well.
Fuck, I forgot his name.
What's his name again?
Well, when he said, like, you're always welcome at Zanbar's.
Van or Zan?
Zan. Zanybar. But it's the tan my hide.
I remember that part because it sounded dirty.
For purposes of quickness,
yeah,
we don't have to make personal stops at every shop that you guys would want to be at.
Totally fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Where would you guys want to go?
Arcana shop for paper bombs.
Ooh.
Of course.
Blacksmith for oils and waxes for armors.
Okay, so at the we'll go to the Arcana shop because, again, you rolled high enough to know, like, see kind of some shops that...
Because fuck you.
Some shops that you wanted to go to.
Well, Arcana shops are interesting, too. When you go to general stores, you're just like, I need wax. Like,
nobody's like, oh, man, wax.
Buy some red water.
Yeah. So, you find a shop that is titled the Quiet Cerberus. It kind of has some smoke going like off of the sign where there's no smoke to be like coming off of, and you're just like,
That's the place.
That looks kind of cool.
All magical and shit.
Yeah. There is a semi bit of a line there, but you get in it. Would the rest of you like to stand with him, or you guys want to go do other things? Lindsay kind of suggests, like, well, I mean, if I can always try to go to a different shop if you want to hold this place in line.
Are we all good on potions?
I have one healer's potion, but it's in my bag, in the bag of holding.
I mean, can we even use potions in this thing?
Wouldn't hurt to be prepared, you know?
Do you know if we could use potions in this, Lindsay?
I mean, well, some events don't seem as dangerous enough to be using potions. But I mean, I assume you mean
in the fighting arenas.
I know those are up to whatever you bring in you can use, but I also am aware that the Beast Tournament is based on time, so taking potions takes your time, so they don't care what you do as long as you don't care what you do inside.
Well, I don't think we need as many more than we have.
I know for the other events, like I said, at the end of every event, they do have healers ready for you, just like Ishii's friend that can heal. So you don't have to worry about death, per se, but
okay.
I guess potions are always useful to keep you on your feet.
True death.
Are you okay?
Tired. It's been a long day.
Well, I did want to maybe us get us some rest for tonight and prepare.
It's a good idea.
I mean, I plan on partying.
Screw that, man.
We should be well rested for tomorrow. Or for today?
Do they end tomorrow? They start tomorrow.
Okay.
What time is it right now?
Probably about 5-6. The sun is starting to set. I think it was 5 or 6 for the opening ceremony. So, I mean, like, 6, 7. The sun is starting to set, but they have, like, you can already see that they're starting to light these, like, torches and stuff around to where it's, like, it'll still be lit enough around to see and to do things.
Were you about to say fam?
It's just said lit. Well,
I just need a blacksmith shop.
Ready for bed. I don't know about you guys. Are we still sleeping in the same place we were at? Or do we have a new place?
Did we leave all our things there?
I left my stuff there in the little box. And you had the key, right? So I handed it to you.
Maybe.
I do remember that. I remember that. I don't know if Ricky would have noticed.
I mean, I remember that because I did that.
As long as no one jacked it off of me, then I have it.
Yes.
I guess we have to stay there at least for the night.
I mean, unless you guys want to find a better place, but, I mean, that place was free.
Well, I didn't know if we were set up with better stuff since we're in this thing.
I look to Lindsay.
I look to Lindsay.
I stand there. Dumbfounded. My life.
What are you all looking at me for?
We have a better place since we're now participants?
I know that the team that I had before had lodging where they have participant lodging at.
But to the same place that we're at right now?
Well, we were in the spectator section. Oh. But in the same field, say.
So we could potentially stay there, correct?
Yeah, yes, if they are. Yeah.
If we stay where we are, we can go. And people will be like, whoa, it's those guys. They're like, wow, I want to root for them. They're just hanging out with the spectators. Wow. And then we'll be like, hi, folks. Need an autograph today.
Mighty confident, but yes, I think that could maybe help boost your guys' team.
Overall morale.
Standing-wise, if you were popular amongst spectators.
I guess.
Well,
I don't have any luck myself with that, but...
Do you make money if people bet on us? I'm assuming there's gambling when people bet on teams or individuals, right?
I would assume yes, but I only have sponsored a team for more selfish reasons.
Fair enough.
Not so much for the gold of it, but...
For the prestige.
Well, I want to show people that I'm not who they think I am, who they want me to be.
I understand.
You're at the front of the line now at this arcane shop since you've been staying there this whole time.
Oh, hello. Do you happen to have any paper bombs, smoke bombs, or monomolecular wire?
That's a long word, bud.
I mean...
I can just imagine Ishii's face when you say that word. Like, what?
Well, sir, this is an arcane shop. I have two of your items, but as for just plain old wire, we do not have.
Okay, well, what do the other two run me?
The other two will run you whatever you put in there. I can't remember how much we dubbed them for.
Well, how many do you have?
Well, not a lot of people like the bombs, per se. They think they're loud and dangerous, but I have 4 still.
4 of each?
I have 4 of the paper bombs. Smoke bombs come pretty easily and cheap. I have about 12 of those still.
Have an egg carton. I'm egging your house.
I'll just do 2 paper bombs and 4 smoke bombs, if that's okay.
Sure.
And then I give him the gold necessary. I have it. I'm just doing the math right now.
Okay. You give him the gold. I trust. Yes. I know you're a Boy Scout. You're fine. We are egging along at 45 minutes, so if you wanted to buy armor stuff, just go ahead and we'll say you got some nice polishings, things like
also,
that.
Also, I wanted...
Runs you 1 gold.
A small, straight piece of iron.
You go to a blacksmith as well to get that. That runs you... Should be in the player's handbook. Unlike...
I just saw that. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't know I needed that. So we'll I could look at it.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do
that. But what was the first one? The
a gold piece for all your okay. armor stuff to keep it all nice, polished, and clean.
Are there matches in this world?
Like matches? Like
matches. Yes. Like, are those a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
In this world. That, yeah. I don't know.
I would say so. Well, yeah, because okay. It's just like, what's the point of a match if someone can just shoot a fireball from their fucking finger?
Makes sense.
But not everybody,
but not
can,
everybody shoot, can shoot yeah. a fireball.
People like me
finger.
That can't shoot a fireball.
Yeah, I also have
finger.
A tinder box in case you actually need one.
I got 2 and 2. 2 paper bombs and 2 smoke bombs instead. I don't want to be completely broke.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to buy matches.
Matches come complimentary to some places. So you can
oh, okay.
It's just on the pillow.
Ooh, was I at the Arcana shop with him?
Yeah.
Do you have red bottom leaf?
Eris.
Don't be stinking on my tent.
Eris.
No, we do not partake in things of that nature.
God, man, no one does that. Okay. That's it.
You're lucky I don't report you to the guards.
Well, I didn't know that was illegal.
Drug.
Not in Turtle Island.
Different regions, you know, different rules. Technically, I don't have any on me, so you can't get me in trouble.
Sure.
I'm also a paladin, come on. I walk out.
We're gonna go.
I don't know if it's illegal or not. It's just...
Maybe frowned upon?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We never really asked. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Oh, one more thing. Do you have, I'm not quite sure what they're called, but, like, the potion vials that you throw and then they break, like, the easy break vials?
Oh,
the
easy break vials.
Meant to be
like ceramic
thrown
bottles.
And broken?
They're usually ceramic.
We have...
Ceramic?
Bottles that can be filled with different items, yes.
Do you have any of those that are empty?
Sure, we have things that we haven't put in them yet, so we could sell you empty ones. How many would you need?
3.
What do you have planned?
Goes under. You hear a lot of, like, chinging and from bottles, but he pulls out 3 and asks for a gold piece for him.
Here you are.
Thank you.
You're just gonna throw healing potions at us, aren't you?
What did you get?
Empty bottles.
Empty bottles?
But like not glass, ceramic?
Yeah, they're like the ones that are meant, that are supposed to hold potions, that are the ones that you like throw at people that...
Yeah,
that's what like, oh, okay.
It's got splash damage.
That's what like the oil flasks are okay. In the game. They're always in ceramic, so they break in a 5-foot square.
It's like thin terracotta.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I'm doing equipment stuff.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't listening.
Well, would you guys want to get something to eat before turning in? I can certainly pay for a meal for you guys.
That's a good idea.
That would be lovely.
Nice, yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. A place with alcohol would be nice.
I think
but you don't have to pay for my alcohol, just food's okay.
I don't mind. Shouldn't be too much. So we can find a little place to eat. And this will be fine.
How long have you been in the city? Do you know your way around?
I've been here for a little bit. I thought I was prepared with my other team until that all took place. But I've been here for about 2 weeks now. I normally stay in the oasis away from people and their mean comments. But I think I've managed to figure out a lot of the city. We can go into the oasis. They have a nice bar that we can eat at.
Do they have live music?
I think they have a couple of bards playing there, yes.
I'm done.
I think most places would have music with the festivities going on now. And I'm assuming I look around and there's like,
there's stuff going on.
What was the thing
you have a lot of mariachi bands.
I need to write that down. Also, how much would that weigh?
What?
The thing that I bought.
Tabard.
Tabard? Yeah. Like
T-A-B-A.
Pound? 2 pounds? I don't feel like it'd be that heavy.
While everything's talking, I want to go over to Ishii and like point at the bag of holding and just put my smoke bombs in my pouch that's in my backpack that's in the bag of holding. Because like in a box, in a box, in a box, in a box.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Are we going to be stopping by... Will we be passing our tent that we're living, or that little hut tent thing?
I'm adding 2 more.
They are the opposite direction. Not opposite, but you wouldn't necessarily inherently go past it to get to the oasis first.
Lindsay, would you be okay if I were to take my armor off, put in your room until we're ready to leave?
I have some room for your things, yeah.
Sweet. We head to the oasis.
Yeah, as we head to the oasis, and we're like walking our way through the arena, and then I'm assuming outward and like into the streets. I just want to be keeping my eye out for Roth.
Ooh. Okay.
And why would Nadia be doing that?
Go ahead and make a perception roll.
Also, Eris didn't ask.
Not been hot on the perception rolls today. Nope. Not been hot on the perception rolls today. 7.
7? All right. You don't notice what?
I was going to say, can you give me the player's handbook? Or I could get it if it's...
I think it's underneath that one right there. Yeah, doing good. That was a good stretch.
Yeah.
Neither. We can just do the math for the gold later on the...
Probably in my backpack. That's on the couch back over there. That stuff. You guys head to the oasis. Eris drops off his stuff. For those of you who haven't been here, it's a pretty nice building set up. They have a couple of fountains everywhere showing that it's really like, you know.
A tuss of copper into the fountain.
A nice little establishment. As you kind of go in, they give you a little grief at first, like, participants aren't allowed staying here, yada, 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 and Lindsay kind of apologetically, like, oh, I just wanted to give them food, and I'll pay for the food and all this other stuff. They won't cause any trouble. Just for food, we wanted to eat. He just kind of, like, I don't want to see them here after hours, like, after the bar closes and things like that. They,
mm-hmm.
Not a problem. He lets you go in, and you sit down at a table. She orders some food for you. It comes out. You guys are eating, and to where...
Vegetarian, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The only part that is of concern to you guys all is Lindsay. She's like, I asked you before what games you would like to participate in, and I think I have this list that I know that I should put your guys' names into, so you don't have to worry about it. I just have to change my entries and make sure that everything is accounted for, which I have no problem with getting up in the morning and doing. Do you all have I don't really rightfully know the four of you. You just kind of all fell into my lap of being able to look past who I am, and but I do just want to know, like, where do you guys see your strengths in these games? More so, I mean, do you guys have experiences in fighting? I'm not questioning you all, but
I think we all smile.
Yeah, we all
when
smart.
She says that. Well, I have a I'm fairly good at magic, I think. Most of my stuff has never been used for specifically combat, but I could pray on it a little bit, look at my abilities, and then maybe come up with a strategy to participate in this, the mage versus mage, spell be spell.
And I have some arcane abilities, and I'll mage hand and just, like, pick up something on the table, like a fork or something, and just start, like, twiddling it around.
She can't see her mage hand. Most mage hands are like, oh, it's like a little purple hand or whatever, and it's just like invisible.
Invisible. I can make it visible.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's way cool if it's invisible.
Well, for this purpose, it's telekinesis, not a mage hand.
True. Yeah, true.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's... My arcane abilities aren't really combat-based. They can be helpful in some circumstances. And
is that fork still near?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing. And I cast a baby blue light on the fork.
So it's just like spinning and glowing blue.
Yes.
For about like 5 seconds, and then I turn it off. Because I'm sure people will be pissed.
Don't want to draw the super attention.
And then I just let it float down.
Fancy restaurant.
And sit on the table.
So, are the... which one of you... So I know the... As I think you guys have honestly changed it. Because I've asked you guys which ones you guys are going to participate in. I think you guys have changed now. Which ones of you are going to participate in the first games? The mage... the duels?
I would be interested. My hands up.
I guess I also put my one hand up.
So just the two of you?
Nadia?
I'm not forcing you to participate in anything. I
think it wouldn't hurt. I mean, we're all not going to die.
Well, no. I know that the mage duels are actually in a bubble that I've heard of that even if you are to be hit with a, say, fireball to the face, it doesn't feel like anything. You just lose points.
I don't plan on getting hit.
Ew.
Oh. I take a bite.
I guess I'll try.
Okay.
Yeah, and I offer her a high five.
I'm out.
I know that you need your arm to heal and things like that.
Yeah,
well,
that's
I also
why.
Just can't use any magic.
Oh, that also would keep you from that game then.
At least.
Ishi's more of our
magic
strength guy.
I'm more just, you know, hit stuff.
And Eris. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I
will put your
names. All of you are very strong, really.
And I believe me and Ishi will be participating in the arm wrestling event.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I will put your names into the Goblet of Fire.
What is arm wrestling?
I put my elbow down on the table right across from Nadia.
Not here, Eris.
It's basically when you put your elbow on the table, and then he grabs it, and then you have to use your strength to be like, ugh, and then you have to touch the back of your hand against the table, and whoever does that loses. Whoever's on top conquers.
Yeah, you just hold hands. It's real cute.
Oh.
It's just a combat of strength.
But without the combat, no punching. Is there punching? I'm pretty sure there's not punching.
No, this is just tests of strength.
Have you seen that? There's that sport where they actually arm wrestle and then punch each other.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's barbaric.
I mean, yeah, kinda. Is there anything to lose with the games? If you were to enter something and...
Not that I am aware of. I mean, I've already paid the participation fees, so I, you know, you guys have nothing to lose from that aspect. I don't lose any more from you guys all losing. I want to give it my best shot.
We'll just lose our pride.
A little, probably, but I don't see, you know, it being that hard. And from what I've actually heard, I heard a couple of people talking as I've been passing people. Some of the contestants were saying that they had theme songs to help them win games, but I don't know what they exactly meant by that. Do you guys have a theme song?
No, but we should.
Like a walkout song?
I don't know. They just talked about having people with music, it would inspire them from bards to inspire them during the games.
I'm not opposed to the idea.
I'm afraid none of us are bards.
I don't know. I just heard of it. I thought maybe it would give you more confidence.
I guess we could try.
But we can carry on and quickly get through, you know.
So I think we're all on base that we're going to participate in the team-based battles.
Well, I know
team
that
team versus beast.
They
1v1.
Aren't for a little while to come, so we have time for those. I will just put your names in the mage duels since that is what is coming up tomorrow.
Sweet.
Is it only the mage duels tomorrow?
I think the mage duels will take 3 to 4 days. Yes.
Oh yes.
Wow.
Oh yeah, these games are like a month long.
Plenty of time to party. And yeah. I wouldn't mind to explore the city too.
And train.
That little guy.
What?
What should we call her?
Oh,
she's still holding
guy.
Me
okay.
out.
You pointed out
that,
David, like, what
that
one
Lindsay
little guy?
Had David, Lindsay, Albert, you know, whatever.
Okay, now I get it. That's what I broke the illusion.
Well, it's the same time when, like, when we were playing before and you were Torban, you were flirting with that girl, and they were just like, Cesar's flirting with David. No, that's not what's happening right now.
No.
You guys are passing love letters. Shut up.
You guys are literally writing each other.
We are passing love letters.
Fucking weeds.
I don't know yet.
I feel like if we're going to keep her around, she needs a name.
That's your department. You're the mom.
It pretty does seem like you are Owlbear.
It's all of ours.
Well, no.
Okay, I
wasn't
kinda,
saying
kinda
it was a bad thing.
Yeah, I kind of want it.
Part of our team. We're a team.
How about Lily?
How about Bear?
How about we think about it a little bit more?
How about we think about it a little more?
So, Lindsay, what's your profession? What do you do for a living?
What's your real name, if we may ask? If we're getting
Lindsay,
little closer.
You see her, like, clam up a lot.
I would like to know what to call you.
In the morning? Oh!
Wait. I actually didn't hear. What was your question?
To Lindsay?
Yes.
I'm asking her what's her real name.
Oh.
Because when we first met, she gave us Lindsay Cornwallis, which is the name that she said she made up, so which is more normal. And I'm only really talking right now so David can find her real name because he's scrolling through his computer.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cornwallis sounds a little bit too much like she owns Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't think that's her real name.
Just if we're going to be a team and you're sponsor or manager, I think we should be a little closer.
Well, if she goes by Lindsay, she goes by Lindsay. No need to know.
I feel like that's not completely true. Going back to my 20 on Insight, the other session of what I might know and might not
that
know.
That doesn't count. Those
no,
rules
I'm not
don't
like,
continue.
You're like, I'm gonna ride this 20 from a week
I
ago.
Know, like, like what I got from it, like, because she said she left and she just made up a name and was just like, yep, this is what I call myself now.
Yeah, you're gonna roll persuasion.
Okay, sure.
I drink from my ale that I assume I got.
Oh, gross. 11.
She definitely freezes with you guys and you know, oh man, this chicken's really good, isn't it, guys? And just kind of like takes another bite and just sees you kind of like,
Aris, you're missing out on the chicken.
I'm okay.
Staring at her. takes like a big swallow of it and just kind of like... Okay. Well, I guess you are right.
I lean in.
If we are to trust each other, and I do trust you all to be here, you all seem the sort that isn't going to betray me or anything like that, so I want you to know that I trust you as well and to not have any secrets with you all. So, my actual Drowlin name is Brizza. That's what they used to call me.
Brizza? B-R-I-Z-A. Just Brizza?
Drows, a lot of the time, don't truly believe in family names. Drows, when they are young, a lot of the times don't stay with family too long, as they like to be on their own. As far back as I can remember, I haven't really actually known where I came from, so I left the Underdark whenever I could, since I didn't fit in there, but it also seems that I don't fit in very well up here.
Do any of us really?
Not gonna lie, I almost kind of went back a couple of times, just because at least there I looked the part, whether not fitting in. Here I don't look the part, nor do I fit in with people.
Lindsay, you don't have to say anything you're not comfortable with, but...
I know.
Why didn't you fit in there?
Well... As you all can probably see from the other of my kind walking around the city, a lot of them are not nice. They drow believe that they are entitled to this up top world. They were forced underground long, long ago, and most believe that eventually they will rise up and take this world for their own. So, I never thought that. I never really cared. I was happy with my life underground. Didn't matter. Until I, said that out loud, and they thought that I was against the drow cause, so they all exiled me there.
All of them?
Most of them. I had a few friends that I thought were my friends, but after everybody turned, they also weren't as mean, but shunned me and turned their backs. Then when I didn't believe in their cause, they thought that I was a traitor. But I know that I thought that when I came up here, since I didn't want to take over, that all I had to do was say that and it would be fine. But it seems that that wasn't as easily said as it was done.
The reputation kind of follows.
Yes, but I mean, I have you four. You four don't think I'll take over your world, do you?
Insight checker.
I was about to say the same thing.
You both can go for it.
What is insight?
You're right.
Wisdom.
Oh,
good.
Oh.
Just listening. I'm intrigued.
11.
13, 11. Nope, I missed.
I mean, I know our initial insight of her, we were like, she's super genuine.
Yeah.
So, I trust her. Already, but
are you sure about that?
I didn't trust you how you said that.
Me.
She seems very still not, like, super open with you guys, but is, like, trying to be open with you all.
Like, not yet.
But you gather that, I mean, she 100% seems like she's not, she has none of the power to take over, to do anything, or anything like that. I mean, she's not giving you any reason why she'd be lying right now.
I believe you, Brizza. And I appreciate you for coming clean and actually explaining ourselves to us.
What name do you prefer?
Well, she's looking down. But as soon as he, like, kind of said Brizza, she, like, looks down because she doesn't particularly like it.
I assume.
I have kind of gotten used to the sound of Lindsay, and I chose that name myself. I think it more fits with me.
Who you are.
Who I want to be seen as.
Then I apologize.
No, I told you my name, and if you like that one better, then I won't.
It's what you want to be called.
I hit my fist on the table and go, on this day and from now on, you shall forever be known as Lindsay Cornwallis.
There
is your new name.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I drink my ale.
A lot of the people that are also in this restaurant turn as you hit your fucking... They don't do anything.
Of course they don't, yeah. Look at us.
You look around, and there's not very many, like, participants in here. Probably, actually, none. They haven't...
Yeah, he didn't want us in here.
...made their way here.
Fuck that guy.
But Lindsay paid the bill and all this other stuff. And
sure.
A, he might have believed Lindsay for, like, she's going to pay the bill. But also, like... He also might have been being a little racist to the drow, thinking that if he said no to her, that she might do something and make you four do something. So he just kind of let it happen.
What time should we meet in the morning after all this? Let me go to bed. Should we meet at the Coliseum? Meet us by our place?
Well, I will... I can meet you guys at the arena, I think would be easiest. I assume that you want your little friend back, right?
I'll take her.
She takes the scarf off as it's just kind of been there.
Is the scarf still on the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the little blue? Yeah.
Oh, she's still got a little bandana on.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I give her a little scratch. I feed her a little piece of my food. I give her like a chicken bone. Oh, we have chicken. She can like munch on it.
She's very happy to eat. And if there's not anything else, we will fast track us to...
I have something else.
Sure.
Oh, well, two things, I guess.
Sure.
One is I collect all the chicken bones
off
the plates when everybody leaves and put them in the little pouch that I had that meat in before.
You get a lot
of
waiters that look at you weird, like, whatever. Oh. She's doing our job, but whatever.
I leave all the rest of the food scraps on the plate, just the chicken bones. So, like, and then as... We get up, I assume, for the four of us to leave and then for Lindsay to go back to her room.
Yeah.
I want to go up to Lindsay. Could I talk to you? Just the two of us?
Sure. I know that the staff didn't want most of you staying here after hours, but we still have some time. Do you want to go to my room and talk in private?
I can meet you all back at the tent.
Sure.
All right.
Cool. Just like fall asleep at the table.
I did leave my armor in your room, though.
Yeah, you already went and got it.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
When you guys were leaving, yeah, we're fast tracking, so anything that we needed to happen, happened.
Yeah.
But we'll take a break and go pee. Did you actually want to talk to Lindsay without them at the table, or?
Ooh. Yes. She
Ooh.
Yes, I she don't does. Think so.
You don't want to see her, or you do want to see her?
Do you want us in the room or not?
Yeah, basically, like, are you going to talk to them, talk to her about it? We'll pause it and we'll figure it out.
No, shit. Ooh.
Okay, we're back. We're doing this. Everybody else left as a precaution in case something happens that she doesn't want them to know.
Hi, it's just me. What episode was that I was alone? It was like...
10?
10? Yeah.
10?
Yeah, 10.
If you haven't listened to episode 10.
Yeah. Well, I did it once with Will, I think, or I've done it twice with Will. I don't think I've done it with anybody else, because none of you have had things.
Did Aerith have a dream?
You're right. Aerith
had a dream very early.
Yeah. That was 7. Not important.
But if you haven't been listening from the start and you haven't listened to episode 10, you might learn something new.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yes. So...
Okay.
Everybody else is on their way back to you guys' little tent that is set up in those planes. Lindsay takes you back to her room, and you can see Lindsay is also a little nervous just for the fact that, you know, you asked her to speak alone, and she kind of is more like, I don't know what you would want to say after Lindsay has, you know, spilled her stuff, so she doesn't know, like, is this good, is this bad, like...
She already seems like a very nervous person anyways, being her situation.
Yes. So, you get to her room. Her room is a decent setup. Like I said, this whole oasis looks pretty nicely. Probably it's like a 4 or 5 star.
Yeah.
Yeah, so nice wooden furniture. It has, like, nice bed with, like, silks and things like that. Just, it's a decent room that you're in, and you both walk in. She shuts the door and just kind of steps further into the room and just kind of stands there for a second before she, like, turns to face you and...
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you nervous.
Was it about something that I said? I didn't. You know, I know that my situation is difficult for some people, and I feel like some people might not particularly like, you know, where I come from. I know, but I just.
I entirely understand how you feel. I left home too. But you said you're the drow.
Yes.
They wanted to take over the surface world.
Yes. From what I understand, there's a cat meowing somewhere. From what I understand, the drow were forced many, many ages ago underground. They were used to be of an elven race that was very powerful but wanted more power, so the rest of the races sent them underground to live, and they have been plotting ever since to come back, and I don't believe that it should matter. I mean, we have created a life underground that is, I thought, fine for us. What does it matter if we don't have, we don't need more.
I understand. Do you heard of a sort of curse? Called the Burn.
Related to the drow, I haven't heard of anything like that. What do you mean?
I don't really know what it is myself. I've heard about it from a wizard. He told me about this curse that afflicted a different race, to cause them to want to take over in the similar way that you said that the drow did, and I didn't know that if this curse could have afflicted them as well. And
roll an insight as you were trying to judge her reactions to things.
Where is my insight? 19. There we go, dice.
Looking at her face and how she's reacting to you mentioning it, it's very like she doesn't know what you're talking about. She has never heard of it before. But her face says kind of like maybe you're onto something.
Kind of a similar thing that I went through.
Yeah. Like with hearing it and kind of like she can speak for herself. I don't have to.
Yeah.
Which is me speaking. So, well, I'm not too familiar with arcane things and all that stuff, and curses seem like a devilish concern of bad natures, but do you think that it could be a similar thing? I know a lot of drow want to take over. I don't think that particularly all want to, but a lot of us are seem to be more bad natured. Do you think if it's a curse, it can be broken? If it would,
I don't know. I mean, I did a little fork trick. I don't really know that much magic myself.
Oh,
and I heard of this from a wizard who's much more powerful than I am. He quite frankly saved all four of us when we first met, and it's kind of had me puzzled too. If it's a curse, you think it would be broken or could be broken.
Yes,
he never mentioned anything about the drow. It was specifically about a different race.
Oh,
but it was the exact same affliction. It was the wanting to come to the surface world and take over, and exactly what you described.
Was it with the Duergar?
Out of character, do I know what Duergar are? Because I don't.
Go ahead and roll an intelligence.
14.
Duergar are more or less the drow, but dwarfs.
Okay.
They're dwarfs that are underground. They have also the gray, purplish skin, white hair, and afflictions, and all that other stuff. They are another underground race that has been down there. So that's just her first assumption that you were talking about.
Sure. Yeah, totally. No. But why didn't you try to hide what you were?
Go ahead and roll persuasion. Now that I remember to make you guys fucking roll for shit.
Yeah, my lovely -2 persuasion. Thanks. And that was a lovely roll of a 6. It's now a 4.
All right, let's have her counter you. Too personal about it. I know I kind of spilled all my guts earlier, but
it's very brave of you.
I did hide for a while there. I mean, I have been up top for a good 15 years now. And this is probably my first time truly outside of it for people to see. I guess I just kind of thought that people would be more accepting, but I don't know what to really tell you. I guess I just kind of thought that maybe it was more in my head than it was, that people would be more accepting, but...
Has anyone tried to hurt you?
Oh, plenty of times. But
sorry.
I kind of expected it after a while, and more or less people just seemed to be more rude to me than exactly hurtful. But I just, I don't know, when I talking to you four seem like the kind of people that I just felt a connection to.
I'm just gonna slide in a very, very casual insight check.
Sure.
Just through, for the whole conversation.
Sure.
Just to make sure. Shoot. A 3.
Mm. You're super nervous yourself, so it's very hard gauging somebody else while you're being worried about yourself.
Okay. Fair.
I don't know.
Have you met anyone else like them?
Like who?
The 3, the guys that I'm with.
No. I deal with a lot of people with my alias, and kind of deal with a lot of people more in writing, so they don't know my identity of such, because I have been afraid of things like this. But, I mean, yes, when I came to this city and I've been met with a lot of negativity, I guess if you look at it from a glass half full kind of way, I never would have met you four, and I never would have made friends, and I'll be honest, I thought that you wanting to speak alone, it might have been more of a negative reaction. I know that one race of elf to another, that we don't necessarily see eye to eye, but so I just kind of assumed the worst, but I can see that I had nothing to really worry about.
When she, like, calls out the fact that I'm an elf,
mm-hmm.
I, like, not even visibly, just kind of, like, puts her head down. And it's like that, just, like, shut down, immediate reaction.
Sure. I didn't mean to say anything wrong and to be, you know, to whew, that was the thing that people do to me. I kind of generalized you, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you at all. I just...
I said when I first came in, I understand how you feel more than you can imagine. I left my family, too. I didn't quite get along and fit in. You were so brave to just tell us your name and who you are.
Well, in a way, I guess I'm just tired of living in the fear of it. I don't think that if I continue to hide things and live this way, I have a lot of anxiety from it, but I just trusted you all.
Nadia's gonna reach for, she has like gauntlets on, leather gauntlets, and kind of like loosens the string on one of them and like shimmies it off and starts to kind of roll up one of her sleeves pretty far, like up past her elbow. And as she like, it rolls past her elbow, just above her elbow, like the tone of her skin starts to turn a little greenish, and on like the top of her arm on the outer side, you see like a small patch of green scales start to see underneath
her. I'm
not enough.
I'm sorry, what?
I am hiding too. I've never, and at this point she's like has tears, like a couple of tears like rolling down her face, and is just like kind of like shaking and like stuttering through her words. I'm sorry. I've been hiding who I am for so long. I've never met anyone else that's brave to come out like you, and my people, I don't even know if you've heard of them. I've been traveling as an elf for months now, and this group, they've been the closest thing to friends I've ever found, and I haven't had the courage to tell them my real name, even my real race.
Well,
I've been so lost. I still have some connection to my people. I didn't quite leave like you did. They let me leave, but they expect me to come back, and I don't know if I want to anymore.
She's trying to soak it all in. You know, she had been nervous about herself, so someone else also now giving her something else has kind of thrown her for almost a little bit of a...
And Nadia, like, kind of, like, just, like, falls under the bed where she's sitting on the bed, kind of, like, puts her hands down where she's kind of like been at this breaking point for so long that she kind of just collapsed. And I'm sorry. I just
dear, it's okay.
And she kind of rolls her sleeves back down to how it was and holds her arm in.
I don't mean to offend you. I just I'm not gonna lie, it took a lot for you to do that, and I don't know if I was in the best frame of mind myself to do anything, because I had, you know, I haven't told anybody my name, so in a while, I've just kind of
I felt
reeling from myself and you, and
I know exactly what you're going through, and from the moment that you turned around and we met you in the Coliseum, I saw so much of myself in you and what I've been going through and hiding myself. And I mean, I haven't quite faced the ridicule that you have, but no one knows. And I...
So your teammates don't know either?
No.
That must be a burden to hide yourself from even people so close to you.
I've wanted to tell them. It hasn't been quite as long as you've been gone. It's only been a couple of months for me, and I was told for so long that this so similar stories to take over the surface world. They were evil, and that they all these things. I'm here, and I'm so confused, and I'm so lost, and I just don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, we can talk about this, I
feel like if anyone would be able to help me, it might have been you.
Well, sure, and she sits down next to you, and I mean, I'm glad that you have confided in me, that you trusted me enough, and you know, I never expected anyone to trust me as much as I think you have. Maybe we should start from somewhere else, or from the beginning of, and mid her sentence, you hear a
knock at the door. Like,
she kind
so
of
hard.
Fidgets from it too, as you know, real. You know, it had gotten very intense and emotional between the two of you, and the bang at the door kind of jolted you back into.
And I'm grabbing my gauntlet and like trying to put it back on, and
you hear from the door, "Lindsay, I told you, no visitors staying after." And she's just like, "Yeah, just a second," and like kind of like giving you your stuff and freaking out as the door starts to open, and you kind of have. You have your most of your arm all the way back down, but you're kind of like putting back on a glove, and like
the gauntlet.
Gauntlet. As she kind of jumps up and he opens the door, you can see that his brain assumed that you two were just doing stuff, and it was very like of an awkward, like he just walked into a room where like he shouldn't have like walked into, and kind of just closed the door very quickly. And just like, "Ma'am, I'm sorry. I did say no visitors." And she's like, she's leaving. She's leaving now. No, it was nothing. Don't fret. Listen, dear,
it seems that we
can't talk right now. But I do want to talk to you again. I think if you want to.
You won't tell them, right?
No, it's none of my business to tell anybody of things that you have. But just get some rest. Know that you have a friend with me. Okay?
Thank you.
Lindsay! She's coming! Go along, dear, before we both get in trouble.
I like turn to go, and I turn back, and I want to give her a hug.
She doesn't hug you back right away.
It's like really, like, quick.
You kind of hug her. She doesn't get her arms up as it does, taking her off guard, and you're already, like,
it was
off.
Like a 2 seconds,
sure.
Like a squeeze and leave.
Sure.
Sort of deal.
And you run past
out
this
the door.
Yeah, you run past this doorman, and you get a good look at him, and his face is kind of red. Of like you said, like, he thinks he walked into something else. and you're out the door.
Yeah. Head down as soon as I go through the doorway out of the building, hood up.
Quickly walking away.
And I leave out.
We'll go get that.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
I'm also uncomfortable. We are an hour and 40 minutes in. Still have yet to get to the games. So to know that the games are coming, and this isn't a Game of Thrones, the dragons are coming. Is there anything you guys want to do up until right before the first event?
Clean my armor. So it's all spit shiny, glistening in the sun.
That happens that night. You're just kind of scrubbing. You guys talk over the... You know, you go back to that hut mm-hmm. that you have. And if there's anything you want to do, we can just fast travel it to...
Does Nadia come back for the night?
Yes.
Okay.
She probably comes back after half hour. Behind you. Unless Nadia stays out longer.
No, she goes back to the tent.
right away, or do you kind of take a long route, or what?
I'll maybe take a semi-long route.
Okay, so...
Yeah, and I'm also still keeping an eye out for Roth.
Okay. Go ahead and roll perception.
Fuck Roth.
I'm not perceptive today. 7. 7 perception this whole game.
No looks of him
thinking
anywhere.
Thinking of your vagina all day.
But you eventually come back after about, you guys are in the hut for probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours before she finally kind of walks in.
What's up?
I just kind of like give you like a little nod and go over to my cot.
She's very quiet when she comes back and just goes to kind of bed.
Nice.
There's nothing that you three want to do.
I'll just cut off the extra piece that I folded over on the headband, cut it into 2 smaller pieces, and make 2 little forearm wraps.
Okay.
Just little forearm.
Hell yeah.
So you have a headband piece.
I have a headband and then just like wrap here. Okay.
And then I got my
gladiator
tabard
status.
That's like the strip.
I think it's tabard.
Tabard? Is it tabard or tabard?
I think it's tabard.
Tabard?
Because I've never heard the word tabard, but I have heard
tabard.
The word tabard.
It's tabard. Well, it's spelled tabard.
Yeah.
So whatever. When I'm at my cot, when they're not looking, I'll just like pull out a piece of paper out of my bag and put it in a little box. And then close the box, put it back in the bag.
Go ahead and roll a stealth check.
Chris.
20! They don't see Dick.
She's like, soup, 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 soup. She's like, guys, look over there. Soup, 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 soup.
No, you guys are all kind of been asleep. She starts hearing your guys' snores and moves and stuff. And she
kind
of. Yeah, sure. I'm the box. Bow.
I roll a little bit in my sleep and go, serves up.
So there's nothing else that you want to do. We will take it all the way to
breakfast.
The,
we can't fight on an empty stomach.
You guys do breakfast. You guys do a lot. We will fast it right to you all in the arena. You guys have met Lindsay. She looks at, you know, all of you. She looks at Nadia fairly quickly and smiles, and then her eyes kind of shift away to everyone else.
Does that seem weird?
It makes me uncomfortable. Yeah.
And so, well, you'll be happy to know that I had woken up early and I entered the 3 of your names into this tournament. The mage duels. So you 3 are participants. We can take our seats, or take you guys can take the seats in the participant section. I will head up to my booth where I need to be. Would you like me to take our little friend, or do you think that she'd be okay down here with you?
Oh, what do you all think? You said the challenges are in bubbles?
They're in the arena floor, but I,
But if you're going to be competing, we probably shouldn't be running around with her.
Say either you or Nishi.
I mean, I wouldn't mind. I mean, we're not all competing at the same time.
Well, so. Ishii, you're not competing in this event. If you would want, you can,
True.
Come up to my booth with me. I think you're allowed in there.
I was thinking about going out and getting used to my arm again.
Training.
That might also be of help to prepare for the coming games. Sure.
Is there somewhere to do that?
They have a sparring section from what I hear under the arena. There are some dummies set up and training equipment.
Perfect. I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
If you don't mind taking that.
No, not at all. I can take our little friend here.
I hand her over.
Did you have any more of those chicken bones that I saw?
I go into my pouch. And they get out a chicken bone.
Just in case she wants to feel lively.
That's why I took them.
But go ahead, take your seats. I think it'll be starting soon, and I'll be rooting for all of you.
I think we got this.
I'll see you guys later.
Go Team Rain.
Team Rain.
She smiles.
Have fun, Team Ran.
Yeah, you belong down there with the dummies.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding.
We'll go take our seats.
He took out the eye because he's not competing.
There's no I in Rain.
Get it now, bud.
Maybe I'm the dummy.
Oh, you didn't get it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I was already walking away.
He just has a low intelligence, so you think he's being dumb.
Yeah, so I was just like, okay, sure.
That was good. Mm. You all take some participant seating. There are a couple of like sections where other participants can sit front more and watch, basically as a you can watch your competition and kind of things like that.
Yeah. They're public games.
Yeah. Hemdot comes out, who is now there is no stage, there's no chairs, there's no stalls set up in this arena. He kind of walks out with Roth. They both kind of come out together, just the two of them. And he kind of, they're all like watching all these, you know, people, and everybody's kind of like, ah, like cheering. And they see them kind of standing there. And so the crowd eventually simmers on its own as they're like, oh, they're waiting for like us simmers so they can start talking.
Where are we sitting right now?
The three of you are in, like, a front section. There's probably, like, you know, 10 or 12 rows, maybe about 40 feet across that a bunch of participants are in. More so, people in robes and things like that. It's, like, more of the people that are competing in the mage duels is where you guys are sitting. You guys don't have to sit in the very front row, but you guys are in this section.
Is my armor glistening in the sun?
Oh, very much so. You spent a good while of shining it, so it's nice and sparkly. Hello? Oh, and they're just kind of like... And then they simmer back down. I welcome all of you to the first games in the Solstice Games. The Mage Duels. Now, things are a little different than they have been past years, with the new addition to our newest league member, Roth here, has added some extra he's added extra...
Precautions?
Spiciness.
Incentives?
To the games. Now, normally, our games are held in this arena, and they are interesting, but they are not exciting, I think. And Roth kind of speaks up, and he's like, well, don't be too hard on yourselves. Your games are always exciting. I just hope to add some extra entertainment to the mix. Because everybody's kind of just like, a lot of people are just kind of now looking at each other like, I don't understand what's going on. Well, Roth, would you like to demonstrate what we mean?
Sure.
So Roth kind of like points to a place for Hemdot to stand, and Hemdot walks over there, and Roth walks where he's supposed to, and you see a couple of corners of the arena. There are people in certain uniforms. They stand up. Probably about six people. They stand up and they have like a staff that they click on to the ground. You see all of these orbs on the staffs light up. And there is a small little bubble now that has like encompassed part of the arena where those two are now inside. As you all know, this is our healing tent. Nothing that happens inside of here will hurt you. Sroth kind of looks at Hemdot, just puts his hand up, and just shoots a giant-ass fireball. Like, not a firebolt, but the fireball. And it just explodes on him. And Hemdot is just like, he's on the ground from, like, just the impact of it. But just kind of shakes it off. Like, he didn't just get blasted. And I'm fine! Everybody's just kind of like, yeah!
That was awesome!
But, now for a little extra incentive and flair to the mix, I will be putting you in different arenas. In the past, we've all fought in this desert, dirt floor, but with one simple snap of my fingers, as he kind of just does exactly what he just said, snaps his fingers, the inside of this bubble has now turned into a forest. You guys can see through them. They look illusionary. Like, as you guys can see them, like, if Roth is still, like, he's behind a tree, but you can see him behind that said tree.
Yeah.
I can make these arena whatever I so choose. So, I have some interesting ideas for later events, but the maid stools probably require a little bit more of a simplicity. He kind of snaps his finger again. It turns into basically a runway kind of thing. More or less, like, there's no trees in front of, you know, in front of you or anything like that. This bubble also, mind you, is probably 100 by 50 feet. It's a decently sized bubble. But the mage duels don't need a lot of obstacles. We want these mage duels to showcase your arcane abilities, not mine. Just so you are aware, none of these places can hurt you. You're not going to catch poison ivy from these trees or branches, but so you know that they will be introduced later in the games to be a little bit more intriguing. I just thought that since I am new and this is a new concept, we should show it off before the first game.
One guy. Woo!
Everybody's just kind of like, I think that's all from us, isn't it not, Hemdot? As he kind of, Hemdot kind of walks over to him and like punches him in the side, and he's just like, I kind of thought you said you were going to use a small firebolt. I wanted to show off its capability. I owe you for that one. We'll get out of your way, but we will have Razum, our lead announcer, take over and give you what you have been so waiting for. As you hear a loud echoing voice, think present Mike from My Hero, where he's just like, he has like the...
Yeah!
And he's just kind of like, okay! Are you all ready to get these events underway?
And she's just, good, yeah, two arms.
Yeah, go ahead and roll for an attack as you go downstairs and rolling it at dummies.
12.
You hit it. It's a dummy just sitting there. But
yeah.
It's not very strong of a hit as you're just kind of like.
Second attack was a 23.
Ooh.
My third attack was a 1.
So as you go to hit the dummy that third time, the sword kind of flies from your right arm and hits onto the ground. And
that counts, put on the board.
You kind of has a little shake to your arm. As it's just like, I'm going to have to get used to this for sure.
Yeah.
But you hear a billowing, echoing voice that, you know, the announcer out there. Nice. All right. Well, we will start. Now, we've instantly drawn your lots on... What? What are we all looking at?
I have 2 ones.
How little amount of ones Aeris has and how many ones Riku has.
20s.
20s.
20s, sorry. Yeah. Anyways, continue.
We've all drawn your lots before starting. So we will begin. couple people go on stage as they're like calling names and calling numbers, like number one, this guy, number two, that guy. And you're watching these mage duels take place. A couple people are not the greatest. As you guys are all watching, like, you know, some people come in.
Like, we mean not greatest, like, they look like pushovers?
Yeah, like, they get beat 3-0 pretty fucking quick, as they just were not prepared. People that, like, probably, like, people that, like, maybe had one spell have come into this, and they just kind of got blasted and just couldn't really...
Like, what the heck, I'm here for something else, but why not try it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it could have been either they're really, their opponent is really good, or they're not, you know, vice versa. Eventually, you hear, all right, next up, Riku Ukiri.
I guess we're close, right? I want to hype him up. I'm like, yeah, Riku!
Versus Eloth Taldana!
Kick his ass, Riku!
I guess I get up and I go over. I keep my cloak on and my hood up.
Yeah.
So nobody can see me.
Most people, as they've come on, they just kind of walk to, you know, where this... They have, like, these small little, like, outline where you see this bubble has constantly been, like, etched in. So, like, they go to more or less, like, in there. Across from you is a pretty young-looking female high elf. She's got very long, wavy brown hair, green eyes. She's got a very sharp, cut kind of face. And you see like a small, scar is like right under her like left eye. She's in just mage robes. Like most of the people that you've seen, a couple people came in with armors, not as shiny as Eris's, cause he just shined it, but also like not as heavy plated and stuff like that. Some people have come in just different armors, but probably for every 100, there was probably like one that like came in with like a different type of attire. A lot of these are mages or sorcerers of that nature.
Alrighty then, you know how this all works. Let the mage duel, round number 329, begin!
Jesus.
So I need you to go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay.
We can do one for this episode.
For a second, the way you said that, I thought you were going to be like, hey, we're going to pick that up next week. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Oof. I will let one take place since we have built this all, like, built it up for this. Do you get a one?
Yeah.
I only got 20.
Take place.
But for initiative, it doesn't count.
Huh?
I thought initiatives, they don't count?
Yeah, it doesn't count for the board.
It doesn't count for the board on initiatives.
Yeah.
So you got a
five.
Right. Well, they still got a 20, which doesn't mean, like, you know, too much. But...
20! Well, you just, like, very humbly, yeah, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, sure.
So this girl, as she kind of pulls out her wand, pulls out her wand and goes to flick it, you see a, she's probably about... only 10 feet away from you, as you guys have started right in the center of this little space. She goes and casts poison spray on you. Go ahead and roll an intelligence check.
Intelligence check.
Do Arcana.
14 for Arcana.
All right, so I will say for majority of the spells that they will use, you know the school of them. Okay. This is a conjuration spell.
Okay.
Do you remember the rules that I said?
How that if you have another works? Spell
yeah,
of
if
that
you use
same...
the same school I, against it...
I don't think I do, though.
You can counter it, but then it will. She'll just roll to attack you with the conjuration, with the poison spray. Oof, one. So you can put that up for me, then, Sam.
DM got a one.
So as she just kind of goes and flicks it, like, this poison spray, like... The crowd being all around her, and she just kind of like, as they just start cheering for this mage duel to start, she casts it too early and it just goes spraying off to the left. Like, you don't even really have to move. in order to...
I literally just stand there.
To dodge it. Yes, but you're up. I guess I can also do this.
And then I put my hand up. Oh, and then my eyes switch and swirl to red, and then they start to glow, and I Eldritch Blast.
All right. Eldritch Blast is a what spell?
Evocation.
Evocation?
I'm pretty sure it is. Yes,
evocation. Out of curiosity, just for me, how do I find out the school of the spells?
It's on the card.
It's on the card.
I also wrote a one.
Bruh.
Two ones.
All right, Sam, that's also a one.
Oof.
I don't think I've ever rolled two ones in a row before.
That was
so
heavy.
You're as the poison spray just kind of goes off, you just kind of like go to put your hand up, and as the poison spray splashes over like on your side, it kind of smells though. And you just get a whiff of it, and it's kind of like, oh, and yeah, it just twinges you, and the Eldritch Blast goes flying off to the side.
Used to hiding, not performing.
Yeah.
You know?
Go ahead and roll initiative again. It's every round, it's a new initiative.
I thought that was another one.
13.
13, you go first. Remember, you can't use the same spell.
Yeah.
But you can keep using the same school, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I guess at that point...
Dragon of the Darkness.
No, Jesus Christ. She sees me reach into my back pockets and just shirk and come out and hit her, and she needs to make an intelligence save throw, because this is psychic attack.
Sure.
Intelligence save of 16.
Well, that's a 6. So as you kind of go up to throw them, she kind of like instantly like goes to go towards like the officials, and you hear her basically be like, physical attacks aren't allowed, and like they hit her, and like she like goes to like stop them, and like they hit and everything, and she like reels from it for a second, and then they just kind of fade and fizzle out, and you're just kind of standing there again at her.
Yeah, she blinks and she's just staring into my red eyes,
and she's just kind of looking at him, and she's like, physical attacks aren't allowed, and like you hear the announcer again just be like, we don't know what you're talking about, lady. He threw nothing. And to where, like, some of the people, like, some of the mages and, like, other people in the stands just like, oh, psychic attack. Nice.
Oh, nice.
Couple
nice.
Nerds. That comes from the school. I'm like, or something. I don't know what school.
I'm the nerd.
He's very nerdy of you.
I don't have that, actually.
So she... still didn't have her wand. She just kind of flicks it back again at you. This time, it will be Ray of Frost.
Ugh, gross. Is that a save or an attack?
No, it's still a ranged spell.
It's an attack, okay.
Yeah. So, I thought it was another one. It's a 7, but still with pluses, and I gotta get anywhere up to you, right?
I got a 16.
Plus it's a plus 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that.
Not a plus 9.
Okay,
she's
gonna
not
say,
back
rate
of a wizard.
Well, we don't know.
So, he has 1 point currently?
Yeah, he has 1 point
Sweet.
Currently. The Ray of Frost kind of, like, comes at you, but you're able to just kind of, like, go and duck under it as, like, she kind of, like, brings her wand left to right, and just, like, this kind of, like, frost blast just goes... like across the battlefield, but you just like duck under it and nothing hits you. Go ahead and roll again.
Do you still have your cloak on and your hood?
Yes.
Yeah. Look badass.
7.
Another 20.
Jeez. Oh, God.
At least they're in the initiative rolls.
Yeah, I know, right?
You see her kind of become frustrated, like hasn't hit you twice yet. So she's just kind of like, brings her wand up, closes her eyes.
Ooh, that's not good.
And a magic missile just starts and just gets shot at you, hits you square in the chest.
I use shield because shield does block magic missile. It's a reaction.
Okay.
That is one of the stipulations of shield.
Okay.
Like, that's,
yeah.
That's
so
it. Yeah.
She has her eyes closed, shoots it off at you.
A phantasmal rib cage just kind of like appears around me. It's all black, and they just
You hear the announcer just kind of be like, oh, that's gotta hurt. And she's just kind of like thinking like it's gotta hurt that you've just gotten hit, but then she sees that like
cage.
Her shield. Point yeah, she sees the cage and looks up at the like point total that's like these like you know how like the old time like basketball like or something like
yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
it's just, it still shows that like she's got zero. And what are you gonna do? It's your still now it's your turn.
I will cast Toll of the Dead. She starts hearing loud delirious bells and it looks like a dark figure like appears behind me and just rushes towards her, and before it touches her she needs to make a wisdom save throw.
Ooh.
Cool.
Spooky spells.
That is a 13.
Need to be 16.
So no. So her. She fails. So she it hits her. So as like
man, you're gonna give this bitch nightmares.
No, seriously.
She kind of gets cold for a second, and exactly that happens, and she kind of like starts looking around for this bell that she starts hearing, and sees like a giant black figure kind of appear behind you, like cloaked in shadows, like all this like shadow mist coming off of it. It rushes like through you to her, and again, like she just kind of like pulls her hands up to like cover her ears. Away from the noise, and that's and you see a point, 2 points yeah. for you. What round is this? This would be round 4. Go ahead and roll initiative again.
This is pretty exciting.
Ghosty.
10-3. So you're up first.
I'm going to cast Hold Person.
Right.
A bunch of just symbols start, like, appearing on her skin.
That would be an 11.
Wisdom save of 16.
So. 11. So, as she goes to, like, flick her wand one more time, like, it's up in the air, it's over her head, it starts to come, and then it just
I
freezes.
Just make one hand sign, and she just symbols all over her.
It freezes, and, like, you just hear, like, her kind of grunt as she's just, like... All right, we have a winner.
I immediately Yay. Stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
As the shield kind of comes down, your whole person is automatically disengaged. Like whether
sure.
you dissed it or not. Like since like that arena kind of came down, it dispelled everything that is like happening. And her wand just
you
kind of
before.
Comes down and just. Head down, just kind of like you hear some like muttering in Elvish, which I guess you understand.
Yes.
As more or less just like, God damn it, son of a bitch. Like, how did I lose? Like, round one, like, that sucks. Well, Riku advances! The second round!
I want to keep my hood up, my eyes turned back to Hazel, and I just kind of give her a nod and I walk off the stage.
She doesn't really, like, she just kind of, she looks at you as she's just kind of like, and just kind of like a wave of like a, yeah, yeah, good job, whatever, I'm out. He goes back to the stands, a couple more people, a couple more rounds go, eventually you hear, next up, match number 410! Eris Bumera!
Stand up. Nadia and Riku are standing by me, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so I want to put my shield and my hammer in my seat and be like, look after that for me, will ya? And I confidently stroll up to the ring.
Versus Pundan Oomp!
Pundan Oomp?
Pundan Oomp.
Oomp.
Really hoping you were gonna make them fight.
I kind of was too.
On the way down, like right behind Eris, is a small little forest gnome, bald head, blue eyes, super like white skin. Who is just kind of like as much as you're kind of like strutting down. He's basically got like the same walk of like.
Oh yeah.
Except just like. 3 feet short.
I just do one of those, like, my dude. I respect him.
And we will take that next week.
Damn it!
Damn it!
We are at 210.
Oof. Okay.
We need to, yeah, we need to wrap it up.
Fuck.
But you guys got an event.
You have a lot
to
of
show
time
that, you know,
prepare.
We are starting the events and all that. Riku yeah. won his first match, I think.
Nice job, Riku.
I think
almost ran out of spells.
Yeah.
So now you know, like, how close you were. Like, you need to come up with a better fighting.
I don't have.
No, I know.
Many spells.
Like I said, there's plenty of. Who knows? Outside of.
I think outside the box.
Outside of it, yeah. Think of ways to do things or.
Box outside the thing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I hinted, you know, a couple of things at you.
I don't know.
I love the box outside the.
You should go ahead and roll another attack against your dummy.
11.
You get 3 attacks.
20-something. And another of the same number.
So, just, you're starting, just you're just whacking at this thing. You're starting to, like, your dirt is starting to just, like, run off of you as, like, the sweat is just kind of, like, building.
Like just lines of
yeah,
turning,
it's turning into
right.
mud.
Yeah, it's just kind of, like, drips down and just kind of sloshes onto the ground. But
wait, I'll be down here all day.
But we will pick back up next week, I think. It's Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to anybody. Any fathers out there?
We appreciate you.
And yeah, any fathers.
Father's Day.
Any fathers out there? I mean, you'll hear this on a Tuesday, so it won't be Father's
Day. Happy belated Father's
but,
Day.
But yeah, hope you guys had a good one. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. I'd say Facebook, but nothing happens on there for me, so.
Write us reviews and stuff.
Write us reviews would be nice.
Tell your friends.
Share and subscribe.
To listen and write stuff.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would appreciate it. It would help us figure out where we're at, what we're doing. I don't have anything else. If you guys want to do your synchronized bye.
Well, you can't call
can't
it
just,
out
yeah,
like that.
Just let it happen.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I guess I did fuck it up, didn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.